This is Tammy Graham with KSUT. I'm speaking today with Margaret Hunt, who is the Director of Colorado Creative Industries, which is in the Office of Economic Development and International Trade with the state of Colorado. Margaret, thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tammy.
So a lot of the reporting and news that we're focusing on here at KSUT these days is around COVID-19, how it's impacting different sectors of our economy, individuals, mental health, a lot of different angles. I know, obviously, you know better than anyone how important the arts and culture are in Colorado to our economy and our social well-being. And I wanted you to share a little bit with our listeners about the different ways that CCI is addressing some of those needs, maybe initially with the Artist Relief Fund that you are overseeing and have created.
Sure. Well, what we've been able to do, and we're really fortunate that we have such great leadership at the state, is we've been able to pivot all of our resources, for the next year as much as possible on COVID relief. And one of the things that we did initially was to take a look, and as you know, I mean, resources were popping up daily on different websites, and so it was sort of hard to keep track of all of it. But we did an analysis, and we looked at where the gaps were. So, lots of money coming in through the federal government, for small businesses and payroll relief. And the area that we saw that wasn't being addressed as quickly as we would like are the individual artists in our state who, many of them are, they don't have a stockpile of cash to fall back on during hard economic times. And we did a series of interviews and surveys along with Americans for the Arts and realized this was an important gap for us to fill. So because we had a relationship with a nonprofit called Redline, which has been administering another grant for us, we talked to them about deploying some funds to them for them to administer on our behalf to help individual artists. Within the first 48 hours of the application being open, we had over 457 applications. And we realized that we couldn't help as many people as we wanted to. So we thought about it some more and decided that we needed to launch a fundraising campaign to help raise more money. So our plan right now is as donations come in, and we've had some nice donations come in, I think over $80,000 in donations, in addition to the funding that we were contributing to the fund, which is about right around $150,000. We are processing those payments to artists with the money that we have available to do so. And so it's sort of a rolling application at this time.
And what's the response more recently in terms of folks applying for those grants?
Well, we continue to bring partners into the pool. So we have partnerships now with Denver Arts and Venues, and their funding will go to artists in the city and county of Denver. Redline has a funding from the Andy Warhol Foundation, which can be applied to an 80-mile radius around Denver. So we're deploying those funds to that for that periphery area. And then we're reallocating the state funds to organizations outside the Front Range. So there's been a shift in strategy since we launched this. And now we're trying to get the word out to our artists off the Front Range in communities across the state that we want to see applications come from them and that we're dedicating funding particularly to those underserved communities.
And if I'm an individual artist listening and think I might want to apply, where do I go to do that?
You can go to coloradocreativeindustries.org. All of the COVID relief funds that we're administering, including the Artist Relief Fund, there are links right on our homepage, and you just click on that. It takes you right to the grant application.
Wonderful. So We talked about individual artists. What can you speak to in terms of state of Colorado funding for arts organizations?
Sure. So most nonprofit arts organizations are familiar with our Colorado Creates grant. That's our grant that we do every year for general operating support for arts organizations. We have pivoted that for the coming year to be the Colorado Creates COVID-19 Relief Fund. And again, that link is on our website. Because we took a look at the amount of funding that we had available and where we thought the greatest needs were, we're limiting that application to organizations that have a budget of $250,000 or less. Excuse me. The reason that we're doing that is because there are other foundations and other philanthropic sources now that are stepping up to help some of the larger organizations, like through SCFD, Bonfi Stanton, and some other funders. So that's the Colorado Creates COVID-19 Relief Fund. It's open right now. It will be for our fiscal year, which starts July 1st. And in addition to that, we are administering the CARES Act funding from the federal government coming to us from the National Endowment for the Arts. And that application is also on our website. And again, it is for organizations that are trying to survive during this very difficult time, you know, including those that have had to cancel performances and maybe lay off staff that are in a survival mode. So again, that fund is limited to organizations with budgets of $250,000 or less, so that we can take care of our small and medium-sized organizations across the state.
Well, it's wonderful that you and your team have been able to work quickly and adapt to make some of these resources available. Looking forward, I assume there's all kinds of conversations happening at the statewide level about potential additional resources that might become available.
There are, and we work closely with our sister agencies in the Office of Economic Development to coordinate information, to share information on our respective websites, and continuing to identify gaps. I do want to mention one other source of funding that I'd like to make your listeners aware of, and that's another fund administered by Redline through a collaboration of funders. It's called the Arts and Society Grant. We have also pivoted that to help with COVID relief under an agreement from all of the partners and funders. And you're probably aware of the project that was done in Mancos through the Arts and Society Grant.
That We All Belong.
I don't know, was it a year ago?
Yeah.
We All
yeah.
Belong
mm-hmm.
project. Mm-hmm. So really those funds are, it's an incredible opportunity for communities to address any kind of social need, COVID-related need, through an arts-related project. So when I say arts-related, it could be like the Mancos project was hiring a documentary filmmaker, creating some sort of community-based event. Of course, virtual events now are what we're having to do because of trying to reduce social contact. But I really encourage your listeners to take a look at the Arts and Society grant application that's open right now. And it truly is about collaborating. So, for example, the Colorado Department of Health received a grant last year to hire muralists around the state to do murals about public health issues. So thinking creatively about how those collaborations might form to pull together to address some of these, you know, particularly important public health issues that we're all dealing with right now.
Well, it's wonderful and, makes me very proud to be in Colorado where there's so much out-of-the-box thinking in terms of kind of cross-sector work and different creative ways to address the impacts of COVID-19 on our state. I want to thank you for your time, Margaret. I'm sure you're extremely busy right now. I've been speaking with Margaret Hunt, who's the Executive Director of Colorado Creative Industries. Thanks again, Margaret.
All right. Thanks, Tammy. Bye-bye.